Hi, this is Eric Casto with Global Reach Ministries and Four Smiles Productions. We're in the School of Acts, and we are in the Discerning of Spirits module, part two. And so let me open in a word of prayer, and then let's get into this. Heavenly Father, we desire the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, with your command, you commanded us to know about these, to not be ignorant, and to desire them. So, Father, as we desire these, teach us. And, Lord, as you teach us that our love walk, that we would earnestly follow love. And so, Father, we thank you for that realm of love. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, number six, discerning of spirits, Ananias has a vision. Acts 9, verse 10. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, now that's where you mark that word vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here. Note, a vision from the Lord is an operation of this gift. And even the word vision, it means to see. And these revelation gifts are seeing gifts. And so... Wow, just take time, meditate on that. Number seven, discerning of spirits. Paul sees a vision. Acts 9, verse 11 and 12. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Note, Paul, while in Damascus, had a vision of Ananias coming to him and praying for him. Both the discerning of spirits and the word of wisdom working together. And that's beautiful because a lot of times the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they can team up together and they can double team you. And it's wonderful. Okay, let's go on. Remember, the discerning of spirits is a seeing gift of revelation that operates in visions. The interesting note is that Ananias, in real time, was receiving a word of knowledge concerning Paul having a vision that included him, Ananias, coming to minister to Paul. Amazing. Got to slowly meditate on that. What you have to do is when you read this passage, think about who is doing what. Ananias, what is the information he's receiving? Is it present tense, future tense? And then Paul, what is the information he's receiving? And in this case, they're having it at the same time. Paul's having a vision into the future. And then you have the words of knowledge operating for both guys. It's amazing. The Holy Spirit really wanted these two guys to connect. And so they did. Number eight, discerning of spirits. Cornelius, he has a vision of an angel. Acts 10, verse 3, he saw in a vision. Mark that. Evidently, about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. Note, this gift is an operation that sees. The key to this verse is found in the words, he saw in a vision. All visions from the Lord operate by this gift. This is the first noted operation of a gift of the Holy Spirit coming upon a Gentile in the book of Acts. The word of wisdom operating with the discerning of spirits has done more to change nations and the course of history than we will ever know. The hearts of kings and military leaders are in the hand of the Lord, and many times these two gifts are used to direct these men of earthly authority into the plans and the purposes of God. God rules over all. Just always remember that. Number nine, discerning of spirits. Peter on the rooftop. Acts 10, verses 10 and 11. And he became hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth. Note, once again, a trance or a vision is an operation of this gift. It is also important to note the words, saw heaven opened. The gift of the discerning of spirits is a seeing gift. Peter and the apostles were so ingrained in Jewish thinking that the Lord had to use a trance in order to break down the walls of religious and culturally wrong thinking so that salvation could flow outward to the Gentiles. This truth encourages us to pray for our leaders so that they also will not be blocked by wrong thinking. Once again, this gift is an operation that moves the river of God, Psalm 65 verse 9, into new lands, lands that are dry, Isaiah 41, 17 and 18, where people thirst for living water, John chapter 5 verse 3. And as you take those scriptures that we just mentioned there and began to meditate on them, all of a sudden you see how the power of this gift in order to help correct things that are wrong. And that's all of us. We all have wrong thinking, and there's different ways that the Lord begins to work with us in order to correct these things. Why? So that the flow of salvation can go out to other lands, to people in far places, people that we're not even thinking about right now, but God is, and He has a plan to reach those people through us. But you know what? We've got to have an upgrade in our thinking, and that's what was happening here. God loved Cornelius. He wanted to pour out His Spirit upon the Romans, and He needed to work on Peter. Jewish Peter had to meet Roman Cornelius, and it took the power of God to do that. To the uttermost parts of the earth, number 10, discerning of spirits, Paul to the sorcerer, Elymas. And what we're going to see here is that the power of God that was working in the land of Israel, it was no different. He's working the same way outside of the boundaries of Eretz Israel. Let's go to Acts 13, verse 9 and 10. Then Saul, who is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of subtlety and all mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Note, here we see certain characteristics in the operation of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Paul had already been baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire, but we see that after the first filling, there are refillings. This filling with the Holy Spirit prepared Paul for a confrontation with darkness. Paul, through the discerning of spirits, reveals that it is satanic power operating in Elymas. The key to this passage is in the phrase, set his eyes on him. Paul was seeing spiritually concerning the wickedness of Elymas. Wow. So mark that. There it is again, a revelation gift, a revelation operation. It's one that sees. And Paul was seeing. Let's go to number 11. Discerning of spirits. Paul discerned the spirit of faith in the man's heart for healing. Acts 14, 9 and 10. The same man heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand up on your feet. And that man leaped up and walked. Note, here the Holy Spirit reveals the operation of faith in the man's heart. Faith cannot be seen except by works. In this case, the crippled man's faith needed assistance. Therefore, the Holy Spirit revealed to Paul that the spirit of faith operating in the man's heart, a faith that was hungering for corresponding actions, that's James chapter 2, 14 through 26, with such heavenly authority, Paul commands the man, and that man obeys, and the power of God manifested. This miracle of healing was aided by the manifestation of the discerning of spirits. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit, that means all nine gifts, is given to every man in order to profit with all, or to get the advantage. Very powerful. Number 12, discerning of spirits, Paul's vision. Acts 16, 9 through 10, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had, what, seen the vision, mark that, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Note, as stated earlier, a vision is an operation of the Holy Spirit that causes the recipient to see into the realm of the Spirit. Paul's eyes were opened into the realm of the Spirit to see the man from Macedonia. Once again, we see the importance of this gift manifesting to assist the church in moving forward in its obedience to the Great Commission. And I think that's very important because that Great Commission has a lot of resistance to it. It's being resisted by us, and it's being resisted by the devil, and therefore the gifts of the Holy Spirit are crucial in order to fulfill God's will. Let's go on. Let's go on here. Number 13, discerning of spirits. Lydia opens her house to Paul, Acts 16, 15. A certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, who worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord had opened. Then she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if you've judged me faithful to the Lord, come to my house, abide there. And she constrained us. I mean, she was really like pulling, come to my house. And I don't think that this could have happened without the discerning of spirits operating in her, that she knew these are men from God. These are good men. Oh, come to my house. You don't invite anyone to your house. You have to know they're good men. And she did. Number 14, discerning of spirits. Paul to the demon-possessed girl. Acts 16, verse 18. And this she did many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. He came out the same hour. Note, in this case, either gift of revelation, which is the discerning of spirits or the word of knowledge, could have been used to reveal to Paul the source behind the young girl's words. Whether it was the discerning of spirits or the word of knowledge, we do know that it was revelation given by the Holy Spirit that released Paul to minister to the young girl. I personally favor that the discerning of spirits was the manifested gift that the Holy Ghost used. But once again, the goal here is to get the student to begin to strive to pray, to understand these things. Why? So that your capacity, your faith capacity is increased so that the Lord can use you in these operations. Number 15, discerning of spirits, Paul's vision, Acts 18, 9 through 10. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, be not afraid, but speak, hold not your peace. I'm with you. No man shall come upon you in order to hurt you. I have many people in this city. Note, the discerning of spirits is always involved in a vision given by the Lord. And once again, remember, the word vision has the meaning sight, okay? So very powerful. Let's go to number 16, discerning of spirits. Paul sees a vision in the temple. Acts 22, verse 17. And it came to pass that when I had come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. Note, as stated in the prior examples, the Lord uses this gift in visions, trances, and dreams. And I think, you know, it is a really simple and clear understanding that when God is giving a vision, a trance, or a dream, this gift is in operation. And it's very powerful. So let's go on to number 17, discerning of spirits. Paul is aware that the Lord is standing by him. Acts 23, verse 11, and the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified of me in Jerusalem, you must bear witness of me in Rome." Note, Paul discerned the Lord standing by him, bringing him much needed comfort and encouragement. 2,000 years later, we have little understanding of the price that many have paid in order to bring the gospel to us. In the midst of it all, the Lord promised to never leave us or to forsake us. And the discerning of spirits through this gift, Paul was encouraged by the reality of this promise. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to be right there with you. And so it's very important, you know. I don't know. I mean, we all think that Paul was just a superman for God, and in some ways he was, but he was a man. And he had feelings, he had emotions, and he had to fight doubt, unbelief, and he had to fight bad people too. And so here the Lord, through this gift, reveals to Paul, "Hey, Paul, I'm right here with you. Don't be afraid." And now let's move on to number 18, the discerning of spirits. Paul sees an angel. Acts 27, 23, "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve." Note, nobody saw the angel there except Paul. Now remember, they're on a boat and the boat's full of people. Nobody saw that angel. Only Paul did. As stated earlier, a vision from the Lord operates with this gift. This is the final operation of the discerning of spirits in the book of Acts, but it's not the final operation of this tremendous gift in church history. We must fervently desire this gift. And kind of in closing, you know, my last thought here, I want to stress to you, there is no gift of discernment. True discernment outside of this charisma operation of the Holy Spirit called the discerning of spirits, where trances, dreams, and visions come and seeing into the heart of people, you know, that's the discerning of spirits. But as we mature in the Word of God, in prayer, in knowing the Lord, there's just kind of just a maturation, a maturing that takes place in us where we know right from wrong. And therefore, we do discern, but that discernment comes because we're walking in love, we're maturing in Christ, and we kind of know through righteousness what is right and what is wrong, okay? And we're all admonished to mature in this. But that is not what we're talking about when it comes to the charisma gifts of the Holy Spirit, and in this case, the discerning of spirits. So it's a little bit different. So you need to go back over all of this information and learn by how this manifests, right, what it is. And then look also at what it isn't, okay? Because there's a lot of wrong teaching, and we put a lot of, sometimes too much emotion, right? We're putting a lot of emotion in instead of just letting the Word of God speak. And so we have to be careful of all that. Let me close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the discerning of spirits. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It comes as the Holy Spirit wills. And Father, we desire it. So Father, right now, do a work in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now listen, go to our website at www.4smiles.com. There's more information there. And remember, we love you. Jesus loves you. He's coming soon. We need to be ready for him. Until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.